Some execs want Gen AI everywhere. Others think it's basically a shredder for intellectual property. And your people? Yeah, they're already using it. Okay, picture this. Someone pastes the Q4 strategy doc in client list into a free AI tool and it's no longer yours. Harmonic Security warns people before they paste in sensitive data, so you can say yes to Gen AI and still protect what matters most. Visit harmonic.security before your crown jewels end up in a chatbot.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Welcome back to another episode of Girls Know Nothing. If you're watching on YouTube, you'll probably realize that I'm actually not sat in my normal chair and I'm sat very comfortably in my guest chair. That's because I thought for our Christmas special, you're going to hear me chat away about myself for 20 minutes. So if you're one of those trolls that tells me I've only got a face for radio, you're going to absolutely hate this if you're watching it. And you're also probably going to hate it because you hate the sound of me talking about myself. But what can I tell you? It's my podcast. You're just going to have to suck it up and deal with it. I put on my Instagram story 12 hours ago, a story to say that you can ask me whatever question you want because I am shocking at answering Instagram Q&As. I said that no topic was off limits. I did set a couple of rules, like, for goodness sake, stop asking me out on a date via my Instagram Q&A box because it's jarring and it's always going to be a no. I also said to not ask me about like stupid, like non-podcasty questions, which obviously, you know, certain people can't read. So I did get asked about a million times when I got my belly button pierced, which I didn't think was going to be a hot topic for conversation, but here we are. I did get a lot of very random mixed bag of questions, some very serious, some not. And I think that it's one of the joys of my life is that I am, to my friends, and the most unserious person you'll probably ever meet. But I guess to people that follow me on social media, I talk about such serious topics that have to be serious. So I don't really know how this episode is going to go. So I'm actually just completely winging this by chance. So, you know, I think that I wanted to do this, not just to, so I could talk about myself, because I haven't been able to do that because I'm more interested in other people and doing Girls Know Nothing. But I think, you know, we're going to go into third year of Girls Know Nothing in this podcast. And it's come such a long way from being filmed in a really dingy office space in, I think, Covent Garden on an iPhone to now being filmed in a proper set with lighting and three cameras and professional producers, which thank fuck, because it was so much hard work without them. I have no idea how I managed it. And like, I'm so excited for 2024 and what it's going to bring for the podcast. I've had so many people ask me what my hopes are for Girls Know Nothing over the next 365 days. And do you know what? For me, I said that I've always wanted Girls Know Nothing to not just be a podcast, but to be a community. I really want it to be a space where no woman feels excluded and, you know, there is a voice for everyone.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
One of the biggest loves I have for social media is that, you know, if you feel like you're going through something on your own, or, you know, your friends can't relate to a specific topic that you want to talk about, you're able to find somebody who knows what you're feeling via social media. And that is why I love doing Girls Know Nothing so much. But I'm currently, fingers crossed, planning some empowerment events for everyone to be able to come along for International Women's Day. And yeah, I mean, I'm not the most organized person on this planet, so you're gonna have to bear with me, but that is like my biggest ambition. Do you know what? A lot of people asking me about relationship advice. Do we not learn anything about me on Love Island? Is that me and relationships are fucking terrible. I have been single for so long. I actually think like maybe I've regrown cobwebs. I don't know. So yeah, I mean, I don't really know. Maybe I'm good at giving advice, but I obviously don't know how to take my own. So it's up to you whether you take my advice or not. I mean, a lot of people ask me how to deal with a breakup and being single, and like when to know when to start dating because they don't want to start dating again. Dealing with a breakup is weird. I think that you shouldn't put timestamps on it. You shouldn't put, like for me, I actually think I've been more heartbroken over someone I've been seeing for like 6 weeks than I have been with somebody who I've been in a natural relationship for 3 years. So don't feel time pressured. It's a good time to just focus on yourself, which I am the queen of doing. I'm quite selfish with my time. I only do things that I want to do. I only do things that I think will benefit me or serve me. And there is nothing wrong with doing that. And I think that if more people did that for themselves, you would feel less reliant on needing a relationship to make you feel whole. And again, if you don't feel ready to date or want to date, don't do it. At some points in your life, it's fun. Like in my early 20s, I can't lie, I had a full roster. I would be out all the time having dinners with God knows who, because I thought dating was fun. Now I would rather be sat at home watching Netflix with my dog. So if you don't want to do it, don't feel the pressure to. And you know, your life is yours. Dating should be the last thing you're thinking about. You should, unless you want to, because it's fun. You know, don't go to the extremes that I went to of like trying to date five people at once is the amount of people I tried to date. It's too much hard work. The admin is not worth it. a lot of people ask me about Love Island. Obviously, next year, I think it starts in January, we have the first ever Love Island All-Star. I mean, do I know who the cast is? I can't tell you whether I do or don't. But a lot of people have asked me if I would do it again. I don't think going back on a show like Love Island is for me. I did it once because I thought it would be, well, it was fun. And I hold so many fond memories of it. And I got a different kind of love. Like, you know, I got the best female friendship group I could ever ask for out of it. I learned to love myself more. It really expedited who I am as a person. Like, I feel so much stronger that version now than I did 2.5-3 years ago. And I'm so proud of myself for being like that Asian representation on TV, even if it was a massive wake-up call that I was not really being true to myself. But I don't think I would do it again, mostly because I don't want my entire personality to be consumed with what my relationship status is. So as much as I think doing All Star would be so much fun, you can guarantee that I'm not going to be on it. And also, I don't think anybody wants to see me do that again. But I think that as well, one person said, would I do it again after starting a successful career? Well, I think, first of all, success is subjective to everyone, right? I think that I would like to say that I had a pretty successful career before that. So I guess, yes, I didn't do it to form a successful career. I think that I joined Love Island. I think this is the first time I've actually probably talked about why I joined it. I left sick form at 18, went straight into working in central government. I'd looked after my mum when she had cancer, and COVID had just hit. And I realized that when I had COVID, it was before lockdowns, and I was like, oh my God, I could die. And all I've done is work all my life. And I didn't do any of the Wild Girls holidays. So I'm just going to do all of the extremes and do my Wild Girls holiday on TV.
Some execs want Gen AI everywhere. Others think it's basically a shredder for intellectual property. And your people? Yeah, they're already using it. Okay, picture this. Someone pastes the Q4 strategy doc in client list into a free AI tool and it's no longer yours. Harmonic Security warns people before they paste in sensitive data, so you can say yes to Gen AI and still protect what matters most. Visit harmonic.security before your crown jewels end up in a chatbot.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Which probably wasn't the wisest idea I've ever had. But I got something like, so it wasn't for me, it wasn't career driven. I always thought like, I'm going to leave and go straight back to a 9-to-5. And, you know, I would never rule out having a 9-to-5. So that's just, that's what it is. I'm one of those people, you take opportunities as they come. And I'm also very much a seek forgiveness, not ask permission kind of person. So if you do something and then it kind of goes tits up or you don't make people happy, then you kind of deal with it then. But just take it as it comes. When I said, please don't ask me if we can go on a date. Why are there so many of those questions? What is a successful career to me? Do you know what, actually? I think when you leave a show like Love Island and do reality TV, there is such a big thing about what career you get afterwards and how much money you're going to make and the kind of new life you live or lead. And for some people, yes, that is completely true. Like it will 100, it will flip your life 180 and you'll be doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And I can't sit there and say that I haven't done any of those crazy things. But I think that people forget that that's like a very small minority of people that do the show that come out with all these crazy things. And there's so much pressure to make the Love Island rich list. And I think it's ridiculous. And I don't think your success should be defined by how much money you have. Obviously, if you want to be comfortable, but having excessive amounts of money isn't success to me, or having ridiculous amounts of followers isn't success for me. Successful to me. I think I define success as being sat here talking about things that I find important, being able to give every woman, no matter what industry she comes from, what career path she's decided to take, or even if she just doesn't want a career, a voice, an opportunity to be listened to. And you know, Girls Know Nothing is a passion project because I've had OnlyFans creators, I've had politicians, like I've had actual MPs sit in the studio, and every woman is so different. But I think that's one of the most amazing things about what I do is that I get to experience that. Which kind of leads on to my question about who my favorite guest is. And I think I don't think I'd ever be able to answer who my favorite guest is or who I found the most inspirational, because I think every single person has been an inspiration in their own right and in their own way. And I think it would sound such a flip-flop politician's answer. Like I love everyone and no, like, but I do. Otherwise they wouldn't be here. Like I wouldn't ask them to come here if I didn't think that they possess an amazing quality or they've done something that's worth beating the drum about. Do you know, like sitting here and just waffling, I miss that. I need to go and do more podcasts to just waffle. But I don't know. Obviously I want Girls Know Nothing to serve its purpose and I want more people to like tell me what they want to see. So, you know, I love it when people say like, I want this guest and I want to hear about this kind of topic. And for 2024, it will come into fruition in the new year that I have certain guests planned because they are at the request of you guys. And, you know, this podcast would never exist without you. So if there are things you want to see, things you want to hear, then you have to tell me about them. But I guess, and this is 15 minutes of waffle, but I guess that I always ask people the same final question. So it would only be fair if I asked myself that same final question. And I always ask guests what piece of advice would they give to their younger self based on their career and life journey so far? And I have always, when I ask that question, I've always sat and thought about how I would answer that question myself. And I think that I would always say, trust your gut, do exactly what your gut tells you. And even if you think you may regret it when you're older, there is a reason why you made the decision you made at that moment in time. And it's because of the life you'd experienced, of the way you feel. And that is perfectly okay. And that's where I get the motto of seek forgiveness, not asking for permission, because you can always fix things and there's no sense of regret that way. And also as well, I think that don't force yourself to grow up too quickly. I think there were a lot of circumstances in my personal life that made me grow up a lot quicker than maybe I necessarily wanted to, which if you know me personally in my adult life, you could tell kind of shows. Because I always told my dad that I'd be a grown up at 25, but I think past 25, I've done the complete opposite. And now I act more 18 now than I did when I was actually 18.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cashback is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cashback. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Extra value meals are back. That means 10 tender, juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
But I think that that's a result of trying to force myself to grow up too fast, and that life is just too damn short. Like, not many people know, but my dad fell very, very unwell earlier this year. He had a heart attack, and to see your strongest, what I've always looked at as my strongest parent physically, to be unwell is like a massive wake-up call to like, life is just too short. And when people say, how do you deal with trolls and comments? Life is too short for me to give a fuck about what people say about me or about what I do or how I look. And yeah, it's hard to hear it and it's hard to read it, but at the end of the day, why, like, your opinion of me is not as important as my opinion of myself. So if you've made it to the end of this 15 minutes of chat, then you are an amazing human being. I can't wait to take you on my journey to 2024 with me. And we know, if you know me, you know that I'm a heavily political person. 2024 is going to be an absolutely wild year. So who knows? Coming into 2025, I could have MP after my name. I could also be, could you imagine if Girls Know Nothing goes to the House of Commons, takes it to Parliament, be waving my little pink flag around? Because I'm a sucker for cute montages. If you look at my Instagram, you'll know that. I thought it'd be really, really cute to put together a beautiful montage of all of the wonderful guests that I've had in 2024. Obviously, because I can't pick my favorite, I have to show all of you. And I am so grateful for every single person that's given me even a second of their precious time. So here is my 2024 Girls Know Nothing sum up.
Just like a whole grid of my belly button. I was like, do you want to see it?
I actually do.
There's nothing weird. There's nothing wrong with your belly button.
You know what it is though? It's like, it's because it's like a line.
I mean, they're probably going to come for you anyway after this.
I know. Just I do say, love me. I love your bold head. Boldy, boldy.
I'm a street fighter.
What?
Street?
Sharon comes in with the elbows.
That's all right. I won't fight. I mean, I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover, not a fighter. But if you annoy me, I'll drag you.
When you come out and people like judging from all angles, it's like, yeah. It gets really personal because that's like the rawest version of you you've just shown.
I fought and I battled to be where I am.
And I always thought that TikTok was so cringy.
It's the dancing. That's how it started,
isn't it? No, it's not a bit of me.
I don't know if licking your best mate's hand while she's trying to do like teeth is the best way to inspire dentistry, but whatever works,
if it works. You are like playing hard to get a bit. You don't want to just throw yourself.
You're playing hard to get with me.
I've never played hard to get with you, I don't think. I think I made my intentions very clear from day one.
No, no, I've lost 4 toenails this year.
Yeah, so did I.
My big toes.
Okay, I didn't lose my big toes.
My 2 big toes.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, they came off. They came off in a club on holiday. It was really bad. We walked outside, me and Mo walked outside and we looked down and I was missing a whole toenail.
Is he the weirdest gift you've ever received?
No, I'd probably say it was like a dildo or something.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At my next show, that was from the guy that thought he was in a relationship with me. So, yeah.
Was it one of those clone your willies?
It probably was clone your willy, which now I'm thinking of it, that's fucking disgusting, isn't it?
Oh, God, that's so awful.
I think I'd rather run 26 miles than birth a child right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I think I'd rather give birth. Running 26 miles? I couldn't even run 26
I was 10
meters.
And a half pounds.
Yeah, true.
C-section all day. Yeah, that would it would have to be a sunroof job and not through the actual.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.